Okay, we copy all that. Bat 3, all preset. Bat Looney to Commander. Talk back, Commander. Bat 4, all preset. Over.
Okay, then the next page is on Circuit Breakers 1-4. The first change is on the first row there on panel 11, S-band antenna. Third one down there from the left should be open. And then on the second row, wind mission timer on the second row should be open. And then drop down to the fourth row, LGC Disky should be open.
Okay, copy. S-band antenna open, first row. Second row, mission timer open. Third row, fourth, nothing. Fourth row, LGC Disky open.
That's correct. Okay, next page, 1-5.
Is that everything?
No, I've got one, couple more probably. Okay, on 1-5, on the fourth row, panel 16, inverter 2 open. Over.
Okay, inverter 2 open. We got inverter 2 powering the AC right now.
Okay, well, part of our power-saving program is to not have the AC powered up on the surface.
Okay, that's fine.
And the next change...
Somebody's got it.
And the last change is on page 1-7. On the right column there, about four lines down, we want inverter... Instead of inverter 2, we want inverter off. Over.
Okay, we copy inverter off.
And then last change is on 1-8, the left column. We want track mode off, and S-band should be to best omni, which I believe is the one you have selected right now.
Okay, we get track mode off, S-band to best omni.
And that's the end of the changes up to that point.
Okay, Jim, we're going to press on with the first rev checklist.
Yes, go ahead and be advised that your stars should be good as published.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Okay, Orion, I have some more changes to that surface checklist whenever it's convenient for you, for someone to copy.
This is Apollo Control, and Orion is safely on the ground at Descartes. Having landed at 104.29.36 ground elapsed time, in local time, that's 8.23 p.m., time of landing, not too far away from the planned landing point. After the crew has a chance to power down the lunar module, do some housekeeping, they will have a sleep period which will begin at about 107 hours, about 2 hours and 10 minutes from now, with EVA for EVA 1 starting tomorrow morning at about 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. This is Apollo Control at 104.51.
Told us to sleep first.
Well, that suits us. You probably gathered we'd like to.
So would we.
Yeah, it's been a hard day's night for you, too.
You deserve a good sleep.
But, Jim, I feel exactly like I thought I was. I really want to get out, but I think the discretion's the better part of the valor here.
Good. Glad you think that.
Man, it's really tempting, though. It really looks nice out there. Okay, Jim, if you didn't get on my 047 on the AGS was plus 37566, 053 was minus 73667.
Give me those values again, Charlie. I didn't copy them.
Plus 37566, minus 73667.
Roger, I copied. Okay, Orion, we're ready to terminate the vent on the oxide.
Okay, it's going close. Ox vent, barber pole.
Right here.
Jim, would you like to, guys like to take 1 amp worth of power and let me see if I can get this steerable going? That landing might have knocked something loose.
Stand by.
Track Charlie's Village, we know that. After you fly with Navy pilots for 3 years, you know what the feeling is.
Yeah, I know it exactly. I think we'd like for you to try to get the steerable up if you can.
All right, we'll do that. Okay, Jim, didn't work. I was looking at the shadow, and the pitch goes around nicely. You can watch it move. It oscillates quite a bit before it damps, but the yaw, I can't get to move at all, so I guess it's belly up.
Okay, and we assume you got all the necessary circuit breakers in, AC and DC.
Roger, I put the AC bus S-band in, and I put the S-band COM in, and the pitch moves fine, but the yaw does not move.
Okay, we copy.
I'm gonna power it back down.
Okay. Okay, and Charlie, when you get a chance, if you're free, I can give you the rest of the changes coming up here in the next few hours.
Okay, John is parking on out here, and go ahead, I'll copy.
Okay, I don't want you to, you know, introduce any light there. It might hurt John, but the first change, and we're recommending perhaps you want to tear out a blank sheet of paper there so you can write down the sequences and the page number of these things so you won't be confused.
It just so happens the back of the data card book is blank. Go ahead.
Okay, sequence number one is on page 1-9 and that's configure CAM for stay, and that should occur at about 105.10. And if you look at page 1-9, if you have it handy, over.
Stand by. Okay, I got it.
Okay, you're aware that you won't have your mission timer, so we're going to have to keep you on time here. But if you see the eat period there in the right column, we want to skip that until you all get your suits off. And then the next sequence is number 2, of course, and that's on page 2-1. And you can turn to that page, and that should occur at about 105:38, and we'll keep you on time. And at the so that's cabin prep for EVA, just to get things stowed properly. And then at the bottom of 2-1, go to page 3-4. Over.
Okay, copy. 2-1, then finish that page and go to the 3-4.
That's right, and then, of course, sequence 3 is on page 3-4, and that's doff suits. And that doff suit should occur at about 105:58. And at that point, y'all be in a position there where you can eat, and we can brief you on the rest of the surface plan. Over.
Right, that sounds super, Jim. We'll press on with those changes, and in this briefing, we'd like a word about what our lunar stay looks like and et cetera.
Okay,
sure,
we understand.
Get all that. For some reason, it's remarkable, but once you sit down up here, the comm just clears up beautifully.
Very good. Okay, let's terminate the fuel vent, Orion.
Fuel vent spark full.
Roger.
Okay, Houston, you want a target?
Stand by. Roger, go ahead and torque, Orion. They look very
triangle
good.
Triangle difference was minus. Okay. Boy, these are really neat optics. The Earth is in the window, and I'm looking right at the star. That's really good.
Ryan, this is Houston. I have some parking angles for you for the IMU.
Roger, go.
Okay, X is 286.25. Y is all zeros. Z is 087.57. Over.
286.25, all balls, 087.57.
That's good readback.
Okay, Jim, my 544 and 5 through 546, 544 changed quite a bit. It's minus now 0.116. 545 is plus 052. 546 is minus 0.068. That was after the cal. Before the cal, there were plus 006, plus 045, minus 088. Over.
Roger, I have them, Charlie.
And I guess we're ready for the e-memory dump.
Stand by.
Say when, Houston.
Okay, we're ready for the e-memory dump.
It's on its way.
Roger.
And Jim, that ags the lunar alliance for a couple of minutes there, put me within about less than a half a degree from the pings.
Roger, we copy. Orion, your stay for T3.
Roger, stay for T3.